Jazz legend Lionel Hampton died today. He was 94. Originally a drummer, Hampton fell in love with the vibraphone, an instrument related to the xylophone that produces a gentle, vibrating tone. Hampton transformed the vibes from a musical afterthought into a popular jazz instrument. In a 1989 interview, he spoke to NPR's Leanne Hansen about the day that trumpeter Louis Armstrong introduced him to the vibraphone, which soon became Lionel Hampton's signature.
He asked me, could I play anything on him? I said, sure. You know, I was a brazen young kid because I had played the xylophones, and in between while I played the xylophones, I used to listen to Louis Armstrong and Coleman Hawkins play on the recordings, and I'd take their solos off and start to play them on the xylophones. So I moved, he said, well, move them out of the middle of the floor and play something. I'll never forget those words. And I played one of his solos, and that knocked him out. And he said, come on, you're going to play on this record.
Over the years, Hampton played with many jazz luminaries, but he may be best known for his groundbreaking work with clarinetist Benny Goodman in the late 1930s. The pair formed the first racially integrated jazz quartet. Besides Hampton and Goodman, the group also included Teddy Wilson on piano and drummer Gene Krupa. Here's Lionel Hampton telling Fresh Air's Terry Gross about his first meeting with Benny Goodman in a California nightclub.
It was uncalled for that black and white mixed together in those days. They didn't. And so Benny got on the stand and played with me, and he liked it so well, we jammed for about 2 hours. So he said, come on, let's record this out the RCA studio. And we did. We went out there and we made a record. And the record got so popular, we made Moon Glow and Dinah. That's so popular, and it could run all awards all over the country, and everybody started to saying, well, this is great, this is a new find here. And so that's the reason why Benny wanted me to come in, and he wanted to keep the quartet going, because the quartet had achieved a high point in the music business that I didn't think Benny was looking for. And then there was a chance to mix where white and black play together. I don't think Benny was looking at that so much, but he realized later that he was being Abraham Lincoln for the music business.
Hampton was a great musician and band leader, but he was also a great showman with a huge smile and a boundless energy that won over audiences around the world. He played for American presidents, from Harry Truman to the elder George Bush, but also found time to play at colleges and local jazz festivals. In the last decade of his life, he battled bad luck and bad health. A series of strokes slowed him down. In 1997, a devastating fire in his Manhattan apartment destroyed most of his musical arrangements and all of his clothing as well. 2 days later, he had to borrow a suit in order to receive the Presidential Medal of Arts at the White House. Then President Bill Clinton said that Hampton was more than a performer. He was a lion of American music. Lionel Hampton, dead at the age of 94.